The principle of innocent until proven guilty is a cornerstone of Australia's criminal justice system. But concerns have been raised with PM that privately operated court databases don't always show when a person has been acquitted or had charges against them dropped completely, and that online records of their court appearances could disadvantage them when they come to apply for a job or rental property. Lawyers and privacy experts are concerned about such databases, but the operator of one site says they're completely within the law. Samantha Donovan reports.
Jan is trying to help her daughter get back on her feet after a difficult few years. She says after leaving an abusive relationship, her daughter found herself in trouble with the law.
They arrested her and charged her with some criminal activity. So basically the abuser that she was with, he implicated her in this criminal activity and was very clever, and that was the beginning of a very long sort of 18-month protracted traumatic experience for our daughter. I had to sign in each week and had to attend court. She was facing prison.
Jan isn't her real name, and we're not naming her daughter to protect her privacy. She appeared before the courts 52 times on drug charges. But the West Australian Director of Public Prosecutions eventually dropped all the charges. With her daughter back living with her and her husband, Jan was stunned to discover a website called Court Data and its database, Australian Criminal Court Records.
Do you need to search criminal court lists or attendance records in Western Australia? Need to check a name to see if they've appeared before a Western Australia court for a criminal matter? Court Data Australia is the only legitimate resource available for conducting this type of search. A great resource for lawyers, rental agencies, investigators, HR departments, employers, or just to check out that new person in your life.
She initially thought it was an official government site, but then realised it was privately operated. She searched for her daughter's name and was horrified to find it listed along with all her court appearances.
I actually went in and paid the fee and had a look. Yeah, her name, the charges, the court number, the date.
But is there any information there to show that the charges were in fact dropped?
No, there's no information on that.
Around Australia, court listings are published each sitting day, but they don't stay online as a permanent record. Jan is concerned this database is making money out of other people's misfortune.
This person is getting the information, putting it in their own private database. And for someone like my daughter, who's very vulnerable and been through such an abusive time, this is just really distressing to know that someone could look, you know, at her history and maybe make a decision on her employment or friendship or something that could really give her a knock again. And I have concerns about the whole morality of this.
Jan says she contacted the website operator and asked him if he could take down her daughter's court appearance record.
He said a flat out no. He said they're public information, and he said next time your daughter has a boyfriend, you might like to use it so that you can check up on them.
Jan has made a complaint to the Office of the Australian Information Commissioner, formerly known as the Privacy Commissioner. Without commenting on Jan's case, it's told PM it's aware of websites similar to Court Data and that organisations need to ensure that they comply with the Australian privacy principles when collecting, using and disclosing personal information. Malcolm Crompton is a former Privacy Commissioner of Australia and the founder of the company Information Integrity Solutions. He has several concerns about the website.
If they're collecting, as they say on the website, more than 15 million records of court notices, then that means a huge amount of personal information has been collected about people, and those people have not received a proper notice. Then the second one is that anybody should be able to get easy access and correction to the record. And the last one is there's a requirement in privacy law, another privacy principle, for the information to be complete, accurate and up to date.
The Law Council of Australia is also concerned about the website. Its president is Pauline Wright.
I think it has a real potential to prejudice individuals in their search for jobs, in their search for accommodation and in their lives more generally. I think it's a really serious concern for Australians.
Ms Wright says the Law Council will raise its concerns with the Information Commissioner and the Federal Attorney General and seek to have the website regulated or taken down. Court Data has responded to the issues raised in this story in a written statement. It's told PM that none of its databases breach the Privacy Act and past complaints have been dismissed by the Office of the Australian Information Commissioner. It says its records are as accurate as the daily lists published by the courts within an extremely small margin of error, and that information such as the dropping of charges can be and is added to the database, but court documentation must be provided that matches the person's name and gives the court location and the case reference. And this request needs to be made by the person involved in the matter, not a third party. On the possibility of damaging a person's work and other opportunities, Court Data says the same can be said of any media articles mentioning a person's name online. It points out that reputable recruitment agencies and most employers ask for official police criminal history checks, which only show convictions. It also says its sites are used by a large number of Australian law firms as well as government agencies, and indeed have been referred to by ABC reporters. Court Data rejects the suggestion it's acting unethically.
Samantha Donovan with that report.